last one, Halakha. יש אומרים שהשוטה יין שלא להנאה אלא מחמת סיבה מסוימת, כגון למצוות קידוש והבדלה וברכת המזון. For example, the people in the morning on Shabbat, they make kiddush. So they take a sip of the grape juice or the wine. So someone is saying, "Eno poter shan mashkim berkat hayayin." That little sip doesn't cover all other drinks, someone is saying. Even if your kavana is that with this sip of grape juice that the rabbi said gefen on, I want to cover all the mashkim. Unless his plan is to drink more wine for pleasure. So then the little wine that he drank can cover all the future scotch and ara and coffee, whatever he drinks. If he's planning on drinking more wine for pleasure. And some say, no, even the little sip that he takes is poter. Even if he's not going to drink any more wine, he just drank that little sip for the kiddush. That's the opinion of the Ginat Veradim. That's what's master from the Mishnah Berurah Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet Si'if Katan Lametet, that the yain of kiddush is poter, the shechar, the rest of the drinks that you're going to drink. Even though you only drink a little sip, and even though you're kavanah really not to drink anymore. And that's really the opinion as well of Acham Avadya in Yehavedat Chedek He Siman Chaf, that if a person made the Kiddush and he drank a little sip, even though he might not be drinking any more of the wine necessarily, but as long as he tasted from the wine, it can cover him for the future drinks that he's going to have. Unless the Birkat Hashem writes, "Im yodeh bevaday shelo yishte od yayin, kegon shegamar bedato shelo yishtot od yayin." Well, this is the chadush of the Birkat Hashem, that if the person says on his mind, "I definitely am not drinking any more wine," so then he holds it's a problem, because how could you? The only reason why you don't have to make a beracha on the other drinks is because of the gefen that you made on the wine. But once your mind is off the gefen, so your source is not there, so how could you put there the other things as well? So that's why the best thing is when you're drinking the wine on Shabbat, your kavanah should be, "Yeah, I might drink more." So you don't put yourself in any safek. There's still some wine over there, maybe you'll have a little drink of wine as well, in order to keep it open so you don't put yourself in a safek. Because if you can have it b'firush kavana, "I'm not drinking anymore," that's it. Then you're putting yourself in a debacle if you have to make the beracha on the other drinks as well. So the best thing is when you drink the little wine, have a sip of it, and don't take it out of your mind. Could be maybe you'll drink a little more if they bring a good wine to you, or they bring a little more, whatever it is, you'll drink it. And therefore you don't have to make a beracha on the other item.